Because making up stories. No, I said New Jersey.
New Jersey. I mean,
New Jersey. Crips aren't in New Jersey.
What?
That's in.
Welcome to Hoop Chuck Basketball Podcast, where it's all about raising your game so your coach won't think you're lame. And now your host, Moses and Troy Horn.
What is up, everybody?
Hi.
And welcome back to Hoop Chuck Basketball Podcast. Man, we have been like getting some really cool comments there on the Insta of the Gram,
mm-hmm.
on the face of the book,
yeah,
of the E of the Mail.
Really?
Yes, it's been really cool. Like, guys are actually talking about the summer camp guide and about how it's helping them and about how they're finding stuff. I talked to this really cool dad the other day, which was really awesome on Instagram. I talked to another dad, you know, a couple of days after that. And it's like, I'm so excited that guys are actually being able to use this stuff to help their kids go and ball out and get to the next level.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
It's cool.
It's cool. I think it's very cool. So what's going on with you this weekend, man?
Games.
Games. Championship games. Yeah. Right?
Right.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of your last hurrah with the guys that you grew up with, like third and fourth and fifth grade. You guys are going to like soccer and football and baseball, and they're starting to focus on that for high school. And so it's kind of your last hurrah. Are you kind of, you know, are you a little teary?
No.
A little.
Oh my gosh.
I see a little tear.
There's no tear.
If I could save time in a bottle.
Oh my gosh.
That's okay. You know what? You know what's really cool? Oh, you know what's really cool when we had that interview with, oh my gosh, what's his name? Jonathan Ogden, his brother Marcus, right? Remember Marcus?
Right.
And he was talking about how he was on a basketball team with who?
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, like all those years they all went pro. So maybe you guys can say, you know, you're on a team with a guy that went and played, you know, professional soccer and professional football and professional mm-hmm. basketball. And you guys are all on the same middle school team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Well, guess who we have on today?
Who?
Austin Kelly from Hoop Group.
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited about that?
Yes.
I'm excited, too. This interview was absolutely amazing. Actually, I'm kind of upset because Hoop Group didn't make our list, not because they're like not number one, and like I said in I think an email I sent out, like they're like number 1A, and I say 1A only because I think they're really great for high schoolers and stuff like that, because they have like super high level dudes on there, and they didn't get on the list because we haven't been there before, and by the time we were actually writing the list, we hadn't actually, you know, like really learned about them yet. So anyways, they're kind of wrapping up our summer month of summer camps or whatever. But either way, write that on your list. If you're a high schooler, you want to get in the Hoop Group because they are like the real deal. They have like, who went there? Who's like, what are the,
Markelle
who?
Fultz,
right.
Kyrie Irving.
Like a whole, it's like everybody that you know went to Hoop Group. So if you're in high school and you're looking at what camps to go to, and maybe you live in a small town, and if you're in middle school, and you want to see what the competition looks like and what the, you know, the campus looks like, you want to go to Hoop Group. It's not on the list out there, but it is on the list. Hoop Group. Austin Kelly. This interview is absolutely amazing. And we're going to go to Hoop Group, too, which will be fun. We got like a whole camp thing going on this summer. Are you excited?
Uh-huh.
Now, when you get a Hoop Group, you get out there and ball. The funny thing about Hoop Group, from what I saw on the website, is it's all outside.
Yeah, I know.
So you guys get to play on the outside court. You can't, you know, you gotta measure against the wind.
Mm-hmm. I know, if it's windy.
It's windy. Hey,
it's
wind.
Time to drive.
You got to drive. Yeah, exactly. You got to drive in. You got to finish around the rim. That's just what it is. And guess who else coaches over there for Hoop Group?
Bob Hurley.
Bob Hurley. Do you think many of the people listening on this thing know who Bob Hurley is?
No.
No, I don't think they would either. I think they you're absolutely right. But they should. So Google Bob Hurley and Google his son, Bob Hurley, who played with who?
Christian Laettner.
Remember we watched that movie? What was it called? I still hate Christian Laettner.
Yeah,
it was awesome. It was an awesome movie, and we really, really had a good time watching that movie. So if you haven't watched that movie, watch that movie. Can you learn about who Bob Hurley Jr. is, right?
Right.
So without further ado, Austin Kelly, I want to thank him so much for hopping on this. Again, if you are in high school, you need to go to Hoop Group. If you are in like the New York area or the New Jersey or the East Coast, Upper East, North, West Coast area, then Hoop Group is close because Hoop Group is right there in New York. And so if you are in New Jersey, I think it's actually New Jersey, but, you know, it's kind of close. We live in New Jersey. Did you know that you lived in New Jersey?
Yes.
When you were a little kid? You're like 1 or 2 years old?
We lived upstairs from.
We actually lived on the main floor.
We lived downstairs.
On the main floor.
I mean, we live.
Anywho.
Below or above.
Yeah.
Some rough guys.
We did?
Yeah, I remember. Mom told us about told me about. We went downstairs and it said like reserved for Crips.
No, dude.
Yes, it did.
Oh my God. It's because making up stories.
No,
I said New Jersey.
New Jersey. I mean
New Jersey.
I know.
Crips aren't in New Jersey.
What?
That's in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Anyway,
we're moving. It was in Los Angeles then.
Okay.
It was in Los Angeles.
Well, anyways, in New Jersey. Oh, my God. It's about time to get to this interview because this has gone off the rails. Austin Kelly, here we go. Enjoy the interview and go to Hoop Group. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hoop Talk Basketball Podcast. My name is Troy Horn. I'm here with...
Moses Horn.
And today we have on Austin Kelly from Hoop Group Basketball. Austin, can you say hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your basketball journey and who you are? We kind of call this our, you know, why should the parents or kids listen to our interviewee? So if you could just kind of give us your 100-word kind of breakdown of who you are, that'd be great.
Yeah, no problem. So my name is Austin Kelly, as you mentioned. I am the Hoop Group Elite Director. Over in New Jersey, Hoop Group Elite, we run an exposure basketball camp. Every summer we have about 3,000 kids that come to our camp.
Nice.
We get, on average, about 900 different college programs that come through to recruit at the camp. So I've been doing that. I've run that for the last 2 years. Prior to that, I was an assistant basketball coach down in Washington, D.C. at Gonzaga High School.
Nice.
Pretty well-known high school. A lot of good kids come through there. Lucky enough to coach, I think, like 18 Division I kids from when I was in there, a handful of Division II and Division III kids. And other than that, down there, I coached AAU basketball with the DC Blue Devils and the District Basketball Club.
Nice.
Fortunate enough to coach when he was young, Markel Fultz, going into his junior year. So
nice.
I got to see that firsthand and then coach another, you know, group of Division I, II, and III players along my journey. So been a good experience.
Nice. Now, we lived in Montclair for a while because I was doing some Broadway stuff out there. Like South, so where in New Jersey are you guys exactly?
We run our headquarters out of Neptune, New Jersey, right in the Jersey Shore near like Belmar, Asbury Park
area.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yep, so it's right there. Yeah.
Nice.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Well, did you play basketball as a kid?
Yeah, I did. I grew up in Western New York, Rochester, Buffalo area. Basketball. I played my entire life, from probably 5 years old all the way up through high school. And then I went to St. Bonaventure University. I did not play basketball. I wasn't quite good enough for that level, but played all the way up until college, though.
Nice.
What was basketball like for you as a kid growing up?
Especially there in New Jersey, I mean, New York.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that, you know, I grew up in a small town. Basketball was something that everyone has seen, you know, all my friends that I hung out with were involved in basketball some way or the other. So it was my favorite sport, favorite hobbies, all I really cared about when I was growing up. Mom and Dad probably wish there was more academic time in there, but you know, basketball was a big part of what I was doing when I was growing up for sure.
That's nice. Well, a lot of parents are hoping that the stars will align for their kids, and you know, I'm a firm believer that they can, as long as you put your kid, you know, give them the best opportunities if that you can afford or that, you know, are available to you and things like that. So
yeah.
My question is, your camp is one of those opportunities, I believe, just from watching you guys from here in Denver and looking at, you know, the Coach Hurley stuff that you guys offer and all the other stuff.
Yep.
In your opinion, what should parents be looking for when they're looking to help their kid get better or get seen or go to the next level, whether it's middle school or high school?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the parents have to be realistic with themselves and they have to understand that, you know, wherever your kid is, if they're in middle school, high school, elementary, it doesn't matter. They're all in the process of, you know, their own journey.
Mm-hmm.
The kid's not a finished product.
Right.
Done playing. So understanding that part of it is the first thing that, you know, a parent, in my opinion, needs to understand.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once they get a grasp for that, you know, they have to decide what they're looking for. They're looking for a camp that is going to, you know, let your son or daughter be one of the better players in the camp.
Right.
Looking for a camp that is, you know, going to provide him or her with the exposure to kids from all over the country and have yeah. them, you know, kind of open their eyes to the big world.
To what it's
know,
really like.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, once you figure out what you're looking for in a camp, you know, then it's deciding, obviously, your resources and, you know, the time and effort you want to put into it. But, you know, we have, there's camps that we do that are for the beginners that, you know, want to come and learn the fundamentals. And there's camps all the way up to, you know, guys who are going to get drafted, number one picks in the NBA draft. Nice. All the way through, they're going to play at Duke one day. They're going to play at Carolina, you know, all the way up to that. So there's something for everybody out there. You got to know what you're looking for, you know, and what you want.
Right. I mean, so, like, how do you know that? I mean, because you guys, I mean, how do you know which camp to do as a parent? Because, I mean, you guys have had, like, 128 alumni, like, that are playing the NBA, Carl Anthony Towns, James Harden, Kevin Durant, all those guys. And so it's like, how do, you know, parents start getting involved? How do they know which camp to put their kid in, whether or not, you know, they're like, hey, I want to see if my kid can play against top-level kids, or I want to see if my kid, I want my kid to get better, or I want my kid to, you know, whatever. How do they know?
Yeah, they're going to have to understand, you know, the summer recruiting schedule, if you want to call it that, if they're looking for the high-level stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a thing called the NCAA live period.
Right, yeah.
There's, you know, yeah, so there's 3 weeks in July that college coaches are allowed to be out. And, you know, during those 3 weeks are usually your most competitive times, competitive camps that we run. Those are the ones that those kids come to get that college exposure.
Gotcha.
And then you know, from there, we run Division II and Division III, you know, recruiting period camps. So that's something that they're looking for, understanding that schedule. You know, that's going to be in June or, you know, the spring and fall times of the year.
Okay.
And then other than that, you know, you gotta understand with the July live period, a lot of things are directed and kind of formed around that.
Right.
You know, a camp in July versus a camp in June, you're gonna have, you know, high level competition. Kids from all over the place. More is on the line for a lot of kids, you know, since it is that time that those schools can be out and recruit the ones that have the scholarships, you know, to offer.
Right. So then you're saying June is kind of like what you say is D2, D3 scouting period,
yep.
And then July would be the D1 kind of like more competitive camp.
Yeah, exactly. So the ones that we do in June mm-hmm. are for Division II and Division III schools to come out and recruit at.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones in July, Division I, II, and III schools come out and recruit at.
Nice.
What is up, everybody? The top 8 summer camp download is here. Are you excited?
Yes.
Yes, are you really?
Yes.
Okay, why are you so excited? Got him. Anyways, it's here. So go to hoopchalk.com/summercamps and download your free copy of the top 8 summer camps that you should be doing this summer with your middle school baller. The top 8 basketball camp for middle schoolers. And some of them have high schoolers as well, but most of it's for middle schoolers. Go there to hoopchalk.com/summercamps and download your free PDF that shows you all the top summer camps and gives you our review of the ones that we've gone to and the ones that we've interviewed on this show. And hopefully, maybe we'll see you guys at some of the summer camps, right?
Right.
So again, go to hoopchalk.com.
That'd be
kind of
fun.
That would be really fun. So if you see Moses out there at some of these summer camps, say, hey, what's up, Moses? I'd listen to your podcast. And he'll say, hey, what's up? And you guys have a good time. So anyways, go to hoopchalk.com/summercamps. Again, that's hoopchalk.com/summercamp and download your free summer camp guide for this summer in 2018. We'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.
So they're working kind of around their AAU stuff as well, because I think a lot of AAU teams play during those times as well, for the same reason.
Yes, yeah. Same thing. So nice. A lot of AAU tournaments traditionally go Friday afternoon, Friday night, all the way through the weekend.
Right.
And then our camp, so the NCAA live period usually starts on Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Nice.
And ends at Sunday at 5 o'clock. So our camps take advantage of the front half of that Division I, Division II, Division III live period.
Nice. You guys have thought it all out.
And so, yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's a lot to, you know, take on at once. But once you kind of step back, you have to schedule and look at it. It makes sense. But, you know, we always tell kids in the area that are looking to come or from wherever they're from that, you know, AAU is not the only thing that you should be doing to get recruited.
Okay.
Camp's not the only thing that you should be doing to get recruited. They kind of work together. They supplement each other, that, you know, get the whole picture for the college coaches to see you in.
See, I until you just said that, I didn't know that. I mean, so this is why it's so great to have people like you on, you know, for parents who don't know this.
Good.
That's really great.
Yep.
So how did you all get such high-level coaches to give their time to these young athletes?
Yeah, I mean, the Hoop Group has been around a lot longer than I've been. Don't quote me this, but I want to say it's our 63rd year this year.
Mm-hmm.
The Kennedy families, there's only been two owners, my current boss, Rob, and Mr. Kennedy, his father, the only owners of the company. It's been their lifelong passion and dream to, you know, do this. So they've had the reputation, you know, long before a lot of people started doing this. They were already ahead of the curve.
Nice.
And, you know, they're as professional and organized. They know what they're doing more than anyone I've ever spoken with in this field. And they've got, you know, the connections, the relationships are the majority of the reasons why these kids and coaches come to our camps.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice.
So they hire, you know, they hire a lot of really good coaches that were long here before me who were, you know, Jay Wright used to work at the camp. Wow. Obviously, Bob Hurley does a lot of stuff with us. So, you know, coaches of that caliber who have kind of paved the way for, you know, young coaches such as myself who are in this situation now.
Yeah, nice. Does Coach Hurley still do stuff with you guys, or is he kind of retiring out? Or
no, Coach Hurley is the opposite of retiring now. He is doing more and more with us than he's ever done.
Nice.
He runs a couple weeks of his own camp under the Hoop Group umbrella.
Yes.
You know, we kind of pair him up together, and he's in charge of it. He runs it. You know, and it fits in our format. We run our camps the same way, same format. But yeah, Coach Hurley's the one that's there. He's actually there coaching, running that. He's, you know, in charge that week. And actually, the Hoop Group in over the last year, we partnered up with a group from Greece over in Athens.
Nice. Uh-huh.
And we went over twice already, ran a camp for them. And in the spring, Coach Hurley's actually going out.
Nice.
And running the camp with us out there. So yeah, Coach Hurley's very, very involved still.
Nice. I mean, I don't think, I mean, many kids don't understand the gift that it is to be in a gym with a guy like, you know, Coach Hurley. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. They quickly learn. Let me tell you that. They figure out how serious and how intense he is in a heartbeat. And they, you know, the kids who, you know, understand and really want to be there, they take advantage of it. They really do.
That is cool. Well, every kid wants to be seen and play at the D1 level. I mean, that's obviously, and a lot of kids, you know, say, hey, I want to play in the league. So, from your opinion, can you give us, our listeners, an action step that they can take today that, you know, you think would help move them in that direction? Just like, if you could think of one thing.
Yeah, I mean, if they're looking to be seen, you know, I would recommend that they take advantage of every single day that, you know, they're allowed to be seen during those live periods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to take advantage. So, there's two weekends in the spring and April that they should be playing with their AAU teams.
Okay.
You know, when they're doing their AAU teams, it's not necessarily the, you know, fancy glamorous team. It's a team that you're going to play on and actually be seen.
Okay.
You know, sitting the bench on a team that wins a tournament is awesome, but you're still sitting the bench.
Right.
You know, versus being the best player on a team that, you know, loses in the round of 16 or whatever it may be, you know, you got to be seen that. And so that's the spring. And then the summer, like I said, a lot of those tournaments go Friday to Sunday, and the live period actually starts two prior days before that.
Mm-hmm.
So finding a way to take advantage of that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning during the live period is something that, you know, it's crucial.
Okay. Well, cool.
So let's say you have a boy or a girl who wants to start coming to your camp, and they consider themselves to be pretty good at kind of mediocre, but what camp or camp series would you say that would be the best for them to look into coming to?
Yeah, for a boy, it's going to be one of the elite camps. And the elite camps are broke. The elite camps are broken. There's three different weeks during the Division I live period, and then there's one week at during the Division II and Division III live period.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look for those. And then the girls one is the girls elite camps as well.
Okay.
They're run here in New Jersey. Same thing, you know, it's going to be the elite camps. So what they're going to look at. And you'll notice, you know, once you start doing your homework on them, they line up right with the recruiting period. You know, everything's NCAA certified. It's mm-hmm. been, you'll see the tradition right down there.
Nice, nice. Now, for is that the same for, I mean, obviously they're not going to be viewed, but I mean, for middle schoolers that are looking to kind of just kind of be in that area and kind of get an understanding what it is before they go into high school, is, you know, this yeah, also yeah. a good thing?
Yeah, so you're going to want to look at, you know, if you're looking for a camp, we do the Future All-American Camp, is okay. what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's 2 weeks of the Future All-American Camp. We break it out. There is a rising 6th, 7th, and 8th grader week.
Mm-hmm.
And then a rising 9th and 10th grade week.
Nice.
And
nice.
they're both, you know, geared towards getting, you know, getting a ton of instruction, getting
nice.
Better, getting what you need for that. And then with that too, you know, we put the platform out there. A lot of different scouting services will come to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's for the top level kids, the kids that get ranked and stuff. A lot of times they come through, those types of situations. But those camps are unbelievable for kids who are figuring out, you know, what it takes to get to the next level
yeah.
when they're in middle school.
Yeah.
They learn, you know, the dedication it actually takes. You know, we have, like, for example, you know, we have been, Coach Hurley comes in, he'll talk to kids about, you know, kids that he coached, what they did, how it worked out.
Nice.
We have former NBA players come in, you know, college scouts come in, college coaches come in, talk with these kids about, you know, not just to get into the college level, but succeeding in high school, doing what you need to. You know, you're not skipping steps to get to where you want to be.
Nice.
So as a coach and mentor of director of Hoop Group Elite, what one thing slash problem do you see as a common occurrence in young players today?
One of the things that I see a lot of times are kids, you know, they think they're working hard, and they don't quite understand what the hard work is that they need to put in.
Right.
You know, being in a gym by yourself shooting for 3 hours a day, you know, it's good, but there's a difference between doing that and going through, you know, a high-level workout for an hour, you know, doing stuff the right way, building habits that you're going to need. So that's the biggest thing I see with middle schoolers is, you know, and they're in middle school, they're figuring out, you know, what they want to do, how serious they want to be about basketball, but, you know, picking up a basketball 2 or 3 times a week, shooting with your buddies in your driveway, it's awesome, but if you're serious about it and you really, really, really want to get to that next level, that's not what it takes. It takes a lot more dedication than that. It's an everyday process, you know, and it's not going to happen overnight. It's something that, you know, you might see improvements, you know, from week 1 through 4, and then weeks 4 through 10, you might not see those improvements, but, you know, that's what it takes. You got to keep grinding it out.
Right. And sometimes you might even see a fall off where you, what you perceive as a fall off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. It happens all the time, you know, from middle schoolers all the way up to the professionals.
Yeah.
Know, like you mentioned earlier, look at Markelle Fultz now.
Mm-hmm.
He can't shoot. He's trying to hit, you know, the broadside of Barney now if he has to with his shot. But,
right.
you know, he's going to keep working and getting
exactly.
it back. So, you know.
Exactly. You can yep. keep going. It's like, it's funny because I tell, you know, a lot of the guys we talk to and they go, oh, my kid, you know, is missing or whatever. I'm like, just keep working. It's like they're 12, 13, whatever.
Yep.
It's like sometimes it's just
yep.
not going to happen. But the idea is you just keep working, right?
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
Definitely.
So what one skill would you suggest to a young basketball player to work on if you could only pick one?
Yeah, I mean, I know I talk to, you know, hundreds of college coaches a week, a month, and the one skill, if I said to pick one skill, they're always looking for people who are knockdown shooters.
Okay.
If you can shoot the basketball, you know, and shoot it the right way from a lot of different spots on the floor, you can usually find your spot on the team, on the floor, somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I know there's a kid up our way right now in Clinch Falls, New York, who's just set the New York State scoring record, and that's what he does. He shoots. He's going on an unofficial at Duke this weekend. He's going to have 30 high major schools
nice.
That want him, and he's 6'1". He's not faster, stronger, more athletic than anybody, but he's the best shooter, you know, probably in the country right now. So I would say shooting is the one skill.
Nice. It's funny because you see that with, like, even with Trae Young coming out now in Oklahoma, it's like,
yeah.
you know, he's 6'1", 6'2", guard. People say he's not crazily athletic. He's not, you know, crazy fast, but it's like he gets hits from, you know, the stands. So
yeah,
it's
you can shoot. If you can shoot, you can usually find a way to play.
That is awesome. Well, if you could tell 12-year-old Austin something as he starts his basketball journey, what would you tell him?
Yeah, if I could tell 12-year-old Austin, the first thing would be, you know, you're not working as hard as you think you are.
Mm.
You know, I was a kid who would, you know, I'd play basketball 3 times a week, and I thought that was what it took.
Right.
You know, so figuring that part out. And then the second part was, you know, for someone who wants to play, who wanted to play college basketball as a, you know, middle schooler, as a high schooler, is to figure out the NCAA live period and actually what it takes, you know, to be seen where you need to be at. You know, I played AAU my entire life, and I don't know if I've ever played in an NCAA certified tournament during Division I live period.
Yeah.
You know, and I was never a Division I player, but, you know, Division IIs and Division IIIs, they're out at the same tournament. So, you know, give yourself a chance to be seen.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because we went to this Adidas tournament this weekend, and, you know, it's interesting to see, you know, kids that are playing, you know, at a high level. It's just, you know, you can tell that these kids, like you said, are playing, working a little, they're working hard, they're in the gym, they understand basketball, you know, it's really cool to see. It's very cool.
Yeah, and like you said, you can tell it, you know, you can tell at a young age usually a lot of times, you know, you kind of get an eye for it, but who are those kids that are going to be, you know, 4 or 5 years kids who are getting recruited by college coaches?
No, definitely. Yep. Well, Austin, thank you so much for being on this. I mean, how can people connect with you and learn more about Hoop Hoop Camps, either on social media, website, and stuff like that?
Yeah, they can always check out our website, hoopgoop.com/elite. It's going to be our website. That's going to be a lot of information. Then, you know, you can follow our Twitter. It's at The Hoop Group. And my Twitter is at AUKelly, KELLEY. You know, we're constantly posting, you know, stuff of, you know, kids from our area that are doing well. We'll post stuff about our camps when they're coming up. Those would be the best 3 ways right there, you know, to stay up with us.
Nice. Well, thank you so much. I'll leave all that stuff in the liner notes for everyone listening. Thank you so much for hopping on with us today. And this has been really cool information. Really great information.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah, happy to do it.
All right. Well, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Next up, we talk about basketball.
We be talking.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Really?
Oh, we'll talk to you guys next time. What's up? Later.
Thanks for listening to the Hoop Truck Basketball Podcast at hoopchuck.com.